You are listening to 漫画先生。
Welcome back to the Manga Sensei Podcast. Today, we're going to be going over two sentence ending particles. I made an episode that kind of combined a little bit of the thoughts of some of the sentence ending particles. We talked about the particle ka, but we need to go over two today. That is, we're going over kind of the Japanese exclamation mark as well as the Japanese relation particle, if you will. But first, we need to talk about something. This is Japanese area of information. I know I've mentioned this in passing before, and I guess I've gone a little bit in depth, but I like you to imagine around every single person their personal bubble. When you speak to somebody, you stand a certain distance away from them, giving them enough space to move their arms or legs, closer in some countries than others. But in Japanese, you have a similar type of idea. This content, this area of information, it includes who is speaking and what. In Japanese, it is rude and wrong to say anything that includes or states something about somebody else's information. For example, I can't say that you like green or that your favorite food is sushi. And in the same fashion, you can't definitively say that I am nice or something along those lines. However, you can make statements about your own information and interject into their area of information or relate and ask them to agree with the information that you're stating. This goes on for a number of different reasons, but I think the main reason this happens is an amount of being polite. Being able to state something definitively and very directly in Japanese is considered less polite and is honestly something that is a little invasive. Just like in my culture and in American culture, standing too close to me may make me feel somewhat uncomfortable. In Japanese, in the same fashion, saying something too concretely about another person may feel like you're speaking for them, which is something that we don't want to do. Because again, fluency is being able to speak in a way that makes the listener comfortable. So we have two particles that help us differentiate whose area of information it is and give us a way of saying something that allows us to talk about somebody else. So if I use the ending particle ne, now I heard a lot of people say ne, it's not ne, you're not a horse, it's ne. So it's just flat ne, N-E, ne, okay? Ne, いいですね。ね、いいですね is not a word, it's not a thing that we say. いいだね。ね。So this ne implies you're wanting them to agree or add their own input. So if I say, you like green, 緑が好き, I can't say that definitively. However, if I say, 緑が好きですね, that ね implies that I'm asking for your confirmation. I'm asking for you to agree with the statement that I'm putting in here, so I'm keeping it my information and allowing you to confirm. Another way is by saying something may be. So if I say, today's weather is nice, then I could say, 今日の天気がいいですね. I'm asking for you to agree with something that I'm stating. On the flip side, we have the Japanese exclamation marker. Now, a lot of Japanese, of course, is done with inflection. However, Japanese can also be spoken and written in a very flat method. An example of this is when someone's asking you how you are. Ah, 元気ですか? お元気ですか? You can, of course, respond with, ah, 元気です. However, adding an exclamation mark or adding emphasis, you say, ah, 元気です. You know, that extra energy does add a little bit to what you're saying. However, you can be a little bit more, not direct, but a little more verbose and say, ah, 元気です. Yo, yo, that goes down. 元気だよ? 元気だよ? Yo, yo. And so I often add this. This yo is an exclamative. You're making your area of information wider. You're making that bubble bigger. And you're kind of impeding on somebody else's bubble, but you're being louder about it. And you don't have to add the extra verbosity in your voice. It does add something, but you're stating it with the yo. Just like ka is your question mark, you have yo as your exclamation and your ne as to imply, as an isn't it. Now, I try to avoid direct translations, but these may help you in these particular cases. However, make sure when using them that you try to think how you believe a Japanese person would think, and try to use yo and ne in some of your sentences. What's your name? Onamae wa nan desu ka? You can, of course, reply with, ah, John desu yo. John desu yo. And remember, everybody, it takes 10,000 mistakes to become fluent in Japanese. So let's make mistakes. Da yo. Catch you next time, guys.